Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Good Thursday evening, everybody. This is Brandon Turner, president of Turning Leaf Ministries. I'm coming to you today from a small town in Kentucky called Murray, Kentucky. As a lot of you know, I drive a truck for a living, and I can end up anywhere across this country. There's a few things I want to say today. First off, I'm going to tell about our plans here in the near future. We got something going on now that's going to help the ministry out tremendously, and then I guess some issues I'd like to kind of touch on, because there's a lot of people going through a lot of things, and I just want people to understand the things that you need to do, when in situations. All right, first off, everything is going well here at Turning Leaf Ministries for the most part. We are now getting in a position where we're going to be having a steady income. The ministry is in the process of buying a truck, which I will drive, cross country to make money for the ministry, and this is going to help us open a couple of offices. It's going to help us put on some events that we want to put on, and to help you guys out, the things that you need, because that's why we're here. We're here to help, we're not here to just do these shows every week. They're here to help you as well, but we'd like to help you in other ways too, and we bring to you good quality shows, with very good hosts that are very biblically sound. They know the things in which they speak. Most of them have been in situations in life that they've had to overcome. So, I'd like to encourage you to keep listening to our shows as often as you can. But here in the near future, we'd like to be able to help you with other stuff if you need it. I'd like to remind everybody, if you need prayer or have any kind of praise report you'd like one of us to read on the air, please email us, turningleafministries@gmail.com. Again, that's turningleafministries@gmail.com. Let's get to it. All right, I'm going to talk first here about getting attacked. Our ministry, and myself personally, and some other people I know, have been being attacked quite a bit, within the last year. And it's been getting worse more recently. Okay? I grew up in the church, and I have... my father, Lowell Turner, who does the show Prophet's Corner, he and my grandmother raised us in the church. So we knew growing up about when the enemy attacks, okay? And, that's something that a lot of people don't know about or don't realize is happening to them. Just because you have something bad happening in your life doesn't mean that, you're just having a string of bad luck. It could be you getting attacked. In the last year, okay, I've been in, me and my family have been attacked so much, with my wife when she was pregnant being on bed rest for pretty much her whole pregnancy. My daughter was born 2 months premature. We had to fight that battle, and it pulled me, all this stuff pulled me away from the ministry for a while. And for a while, Mary Mims, the vice president, was stepping up and taking care of everything, but I lost sight of our vision. you know, I lost sight of what we're trying to do because I was so involved with trying to take care of these personal problems that were just thrown in at me, you know. And that's the kind of stuff the enemy likes to see. He likes to see us off track, you know, off of the out of the will of God, you know, out of the way of the things that we're supposed to be doing. Okay. I mean, here recently, you know, there's been things going on with me and, you know, even the vice president and secretary of the ministry has been having problems with attacks. And, you know, I learned a long time ago that the more you're attacked, you know, excuse me, I'm going to rephrase that. The closer you are to God and doing the work God has for you to do, the more you could be attacked. You know, and I'm thinking that's the case here with me and the people in the ministry and the ministry itself. You know, we're sitting here trying to push forward, getting the new things and better things, and the enemy's coming from every direction at us, trying to distract us, trying to bring us down. But you know what? We're not going to let it happen. You know, if anything like this is happening in your life, you know, you're down financially. You know, you're out of a job. You know what? You need to praise God every day for that money you're going to get or that job he's going to provide for you. Instead of just being down and being defeated by the enemy. We can't let the enemy defeat us in any way. We have to step up, you know, and praise God through anything. You know, I'm reminded of Job. You know, Job lost everything. But every day, Job still praised God for what little he still had. You know, and then everything was returned to Job, I believe, tenfold. You know, I mean, things like that can happen to you. You can be so down, but if you're praising God through it all, God's going to reward you. You know, you got to keep, the vision in sight. You know, that's the only thing that keeps us going. You know, I've started this ministry 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years ago next week, next Thursday, when we'll have our anniversary show. And, you know, it's been up and down. I had a lot of trials, people coming and going and things happening and losing track of vision and stuff. But you know what? We're still going. And there's a reason for that. You know, we are, we the people that run the ministry and the ministry are ordained by God to do this work. You know, I can see that every day because the ministry keeps going and it's getting stronger. You know, it's been a long time since we've had a mass exodus of the staff. Meaning, November, December, 2014, all of our radio staff, except for one person, was gone one day. They all took off. You know, and I thought about closing it down then. You know, but then I started talking to someone, the only guy that was left in ministry, and you know, we decided we're gonna try to build it back up, and we did. You know, we started bringing on, you know, more hosts, and some of those hosts are now gone. But now we have, you know, even more hosts that are, you know, doing very, very good job. You know, but you know. I'm saying all this. I'm sorry I'm kind of getting off track here. But, you know, I'm saying all this to let you know that no matter what storm you're in, God's got your back. Okay? God's not going to sit there and watch you get pummeled all your life. As long as you sit there and have some faith and step out on that faith, and as long as you're going in the will of God, now I'm not saying you have to be perfect. Hey, none of us perfect. I'm not perfect. You know, Mary's not perfect. My father's not perfect. My 80-year-old grandmother's not perfect. But you know what? We all strive for perfection every day. As long as you can strive for perfection, you know, do everything you can to live in the will of God. You know, just keep pushing. God's going to get you through any situation you encounter. Okay? And one thing that you have to realize is all of this, everything we do is about God. None of this is about ourselves. Not one thing that we do is about ourselves. Person who can save you or release you out of that situation you're in is God, you know, through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only way that you're going to be, sorry, lost my thought there. Well, still haven't found it. I do apologize. You know, you just have to try every day to, you know, keep living that will, keep pushing through, and God's going to reward you, okay? We all fall short. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You know, it doesn't say for all but Brandon has sinned. It doesn't say for all but Mary has sinned. It says all have sinned. You know, I don't care if you're, you know, a 20-man ministry like us. I don't care if you're a 5,000 people church. You know, every person in all these ministries at some point or another have sinned or fallen, you know, in some way or another. The thing that we all have in common is we pick back up and we keep pushing forward. You know, that's what I want to encourage you today. I was talking about some other stuff, but you know what? I'm going to focus on this right now. We have to push forward. We have to realize whatever we do is about God. It's not about ourselves. None of it's about ourselves. You have to take care of yourself, but use God to help you take care of yourself. If you want to eat, you know, ask God for that job. Ask God for that money. Tithe. I don't talk about giving a lot. I don't, because that's one subject that a lot of people don't like to hear. But I'm tell you this. You know, you keep giving, you'll never go hungry. You know, you keep giving, you know, you'll have clothes on your back. My wife and I, we've been married now. It'll be 4 years in June. Okay, and there has not been one time where we have been so down and out we couldn't eat. We've always been able to eat. We've always been able to have clothes. Now, some of my clothes, again, I'm a truck driver. They get messed up pretty bad. But, you know, I keep wearing them. Not because I can't afford to buy more. But, you know, I'm gonna get every bit of use out of them because God provided them for me. You know, I'm not going to take anything for granted. You know, we have, like I said, gone 4 years, and we've been down and out. Well, we've been without money, but we've always eaten. God's always found a way to take care of something. You know, I think in the 4 years we've been together, we've been behind on our rent maybe once, you know, and that was only for a few days. I tell you one thing about my wife. You know, I love her to death. You know, she's very, very good financially. Before I met my wife, I had a lot of trouble with my finances. But she is teaching me to be a better steward over my money, to be a better steward over our money, you know. Our kids don't go without anything, I'm telling you. You know, last time I was home this last week, I told my wife I'm not buying my son any more toys because I got to step on every one of them to get through the house. But you know what? You know, praise God that he's got enough toys to have all over the floor. You know? I mean, you know, simple things like that, you know, are not exactly things that we need, even luxuries in life. You know, God gave me a skill to drive a truck. Not everybody can do it. Everybody thinks they can do it. I was a trainer. Okay? And trust me, a lot of people think they can drive a truck, but they can't. It really does take skill. You know, God gave me that skill. And because of that skill, my family doesn't go without food. Because of that skill, the ministry is about to be able to purchase a truck. you know, so we, you know, so we can make more money for the ministry. And all this ties back into God, you know, God fulfilling his plan for you and giving you the things that you need, the things that you want. You know, be associated with the pastor, he would tell me all the time, God's going to bring him a Cadillac Escalade. And I was like, all right, pastor, I'll pray for it. He said, it's going to happen. Because, see, God will give you the desires of your heart. You know, just keep, you know, keep up your relationship with God. You know, read your Bible. Pray daily. You know, I pray all the time. Maybe not out loud. It's going on in my head. I'm praying all the time. I prayed all day today. I'll pray all day tomorrow. You know, I mean, it just happens. You know, I read a little bit of the Word every night when I can. Don't always get the chance every night. But when I can, you know, I read the Word. You know, the more you know about the Word and the more you pray, the closer you're going to get to God. You know, God left us a blueprint in the Bible that shows us how to live our lives, tells us the things we need to do. You know, tithing, you know, again, not big on talking about money, so I apologize, but, you know, given that 10%, is it really that hard? You know, there's been times I've made maybe $1,000 a month, I still gave. You know, you give the mandatory 10%, anything over that, you'll get a blessing on that as well. You know, so, all right, I'm going to quit preaching about money. Saying that's a sensitive subject, and I'm not here today to push that, you know, because I'm not that kind of person. You know, what you give is between you and God, and when you give, it's between you and God. I'm just telling you the benefit you can have out of that. God will take care of you financially. But, you know, I'm trying to get back on track here. I'm sorry. I'm just going off a bunch of different directions today. Wasn't my intent, but it happens sometimes. So, you know, when you make it about God and not about yourself, things will happen for you. These ministries, I've talked to some ministers that, you know, it's more about them than it is God, or it seems so. You know, that's how they make it seem. It doesn't mean that's what's in their heart, but it makes you think it is because, you know, so what I'm telling you is no matter what you do, you know, if you go and help the little old lady down the street, you know, do it for her, do it for God. Don't do it to step out and say, oh, look what I did. It's not about what you did, you know. You will never hear me say anything about, you know, look what I did. I used to be like that. Every time I did something good, I was like, hey, look what I did. Look at me. You can't be like that. You know, you got to be humble. You got to humble yourself. You know? You know, let the person who really did it, who really changed that person's life, take the credit. God did. Using you as a vessel, but God did the work. You know, so it was like today, I was in the class, and this one driver said, hey, do we get a certificate whenever we go a year or whatever without, you know, having an accident or whatever, you know? I mean, you know, I don't ever ask stuff like that because, you know, I've gone multiple years without an accident, but, I mean, I do that to keep myself safe, you know, not for any kind of glorification. I don't care about anything like that. When I was a trainer, you know, excuse me, they gave us certificates when we completed our course to be a trainer. Then I was a senior trainer, and then I got another one for completing that. I didn't need all that. Doing the work was rewarding enough. You know, you don't have to tell someone, you know, I'm sorry, you don't have to be told every time you do something good, you're doing good. God knows you're doing good, and God can bless you for it. These other people don't matter. It doesn't matter what anyone thinks about you. The only thing that matters is what you think about yourself and what God thinks about you. And if you don't know what God thinks about you, I'll read that book. All right? It's in that Bible what God thinks about you. How much God loved us. He sent his son in human form to die for us, to give us a better life, you know, to give us someone to, you know, just take the fall. You know, people talk about the scapegoat, the fall guy, whatever. That's Jesus Christ. Jesus came down and he said, you know what? You know what? Your sins are covered. If you're going to put anybody on a pedestal, that's who you need to put on a pedestal, is Jesus Christ. You don't need to put, you know, yourself or anyone else for that matter on a pedestal, because it doesn't matter what you do. You know, it doesn't matter what anyone else does. If it's for God, God's going to see it. If it's for yourself, God's still going to see it, but you may not receive, you know, the full blessing on it because you're trying to make it about you, when you can't do that. I'm running out of time, and I've been all over the place today. And again, that wasn't my intention, but, you know, if you get anything out of today, please get, you know, one thing. Make whatever you do about God, however you do it. You know, you go to work. You know, you go to work to support your family. You wouldn't have that job if it weren't for God. Give God the praise for that job. You know, you get a check in the mail from somebody. You know what? You wouldn't have had that money if it weren't for God, you know, shining down on you and whispering into someone's ear, send you a check. Hey, I still wait every day for my check for $1 million. My wife thinks I'm crazy, but hey, it's going to come. That day I get it, I'm going to show it to her and say, ha, I told you. I like to mess around like that, but seriously, if you pray for it, you're going to get it. Okay? It's like I mentioned about that pastor that said he's going to have a Cadillac Escalade. You know? If that's what you want, you're going to get what you want. Okay? If you want the recognition now, you'll get the recognition now. You may not get it in heaven. You'll get it now. You know? You got to understand, you know, you have to separate yourself from the mortal world, okay, when you're doing stuff in the name of God, okay? You know, you're doing stuff for the spiritual world. Excuse me, I can't talk to you. Again, you know, if you don't get anything I'll say, get that. It's all for God. Nothing is about you, okay? You will get recognition along the way. Don't expect it, though. You know, because when you expect it, you know, that's all you're going to think about. And it's going to consume you. I know what I speak of. I've been there. You know, you can ask my dad. He's seen me go through that. Where I wanted to be recognized. I wanted to be recognized. But I'm not like that anymore. I don't care what anyone thinks about me. You know, I don't. I just don't care anymore. As long as I know what I'm doing, what God wants me to do, and I'm doing it for God, hey, that's all I need. So I'd like to encourage every one of you today to take some time, pray, read your Bible, find out where God wants you, find out what path you need to take to further the kingdom of God. You know, get your spiritual reward. You know, your spiritual reward will manifest into, you know, earthly reward as well, you know, as long as you keep God in the forefront. You'll never go hungry. You'll always have clothes on your back. And God will give you the desires of your heart. Okay. Well, I think I still have a couple minutes here left. I thought I was running down to the wire there. So I'm going to go over what I'm talking about next week that I was going to talk about this week. Next week, we're going to dive back into David. I did David a few weeks ago, David and Goliath. Next week, we're going to talk about the sins of David. You know, that's what I'm calling it next week, is the sins of David. Because David was a sinner, like we all are. But David was very highly regarded in the spiritual world. You know, it is said that David was a man after God's own heart. Okay? So, we're going to see why. We're going to dive into it. you know, we're going to talk about his affair. You know, we're going to talk about the murder he had committed. You know, we're diving and see the kind of person David truly was, but why he was so regarded by God. It's going to be very interesting. No, I apologize. We're not going to do that. Next week's our anniversary show. I'm going to have something special planned for that, and we'll do David the week after. Time next week. I'll start it next week toward the end. I'll be doing an hour show starting next week every Thursday. Yeah, I would really like to do something special. Maybe have some guests on our anniversary show. Maybe some hosts from the past that have been Turning Leaf Ministries. Catch up with them, see how they're doing, what they're doing. You know, I encourage all of you to tune into all of our shows. But, you know, please turn into our anniversary show. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for you guys, the faithful listeners that come on every week and listen to what we have to say. All right. Well, I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to get us out of here. All right. So just join me in prayer. Father God, thank you for coming today into this room and helping me deliver the message you wanted people to hear. It may not have been perfect, but hey, we know none of us are perfect, but we are perfect in your eyes, and that's all that matters. God, I want you to put a blessing on this ministry, you know, on everyone in it, you know. My family, God, just, you know, touch everyone in my family, everything that's going on. You know, touch everyone that's out there that are lost, that need to find you. You know, those are the people that we really want to focus on, are the people that need you. And we will help bring them to you. Put understanding in their hearts and in their minds so that they will come, you know. They will come to you and have a better, prosperous life. You know, God, I want you to touch everyone in our state and federal and the local offices, Father God. Give the people the knowledge to do their jobs right and to represent the people the way they should. You know, I pray a prayer of repentance over America right now, God. America's lost its way, and we need to help contract under your guidance, under your leadership, the way it started. I pray these things in your name. Amen. All right, everybody, it's been a pleasure being here with you today. And tune back in next week, 5 o'clock Eastern Time on Thursday, for the President's Corner with me, President Brendan Turner of Turning Leaf Ministries. If you need anything in the meantime, email us, turningleafministries@gmail.com. All right? Have a blessed evening. And remember, turn over a new leaf in your life today. Have a good night.